True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
New York sports is more than a game. It's a lifestyle. WFAN is the only place where Yankees, Mets, Giants, and Jets fans come together and sound off. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always streaming on the Odyssey, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn apps.
September 3rd already. Your nighttime host, Keith McPherson, on the Fan for the next 50 minutes. I love this time of the year. It's cool now. You know, I was going through my closet trying to bring the hoodies back and put some of the tanks and the, you know, the swim trunks, board shorts in the back. The pool is closed and or closing. And, you know, we're about to get into hoodie season. Just two nights ago, I did my first fantasy football draft. If you're like me, I'm already plotting. Like, here's something I do. Maybe you'll do this year, and it'll help you out. And I think this year I'm going to give you guys my anytime touchdown parlays. 3 to 4 legs, no more than that. And just who I'm thinking, like, and how I break down. Like, you know, you pick two, like, running backs that are going to get in the zone, and then you pick two receivers that, like, obviously get a lot of targets, whatever. But here's something I do, and I was thinking yesterday as I drafted my first team, and now I'm using Sleeper. Shout out to Angry Mike on Twitter. I think myself, him, John and Masbeth, your favorite T.O., Al Cintrone, my guy Jay from BK, a couple other people are all in a league. And, you know, I drafted my team, and as soon as I saw the team I'm playing against, I'm like, all right, I need to put in the anytime touchdown parlay where you parlay the teams that you're playing against in fantasy. And I'm playing against, let's see, Breece Hall, CeeDee Lamb, Puka Nacua. So I would put a anytime touchdown parlay with those three. In case those three all score against me in fantasy, I cash, you know, my parlay, my bet. That's something I started doing last year. It doesn't hit all the time, but like, when it does, because you do have some of those days in fantasy where you're like, well, damn, everybody on this team I'm playing against scored. You'll feel a little bit better if you kind of hedge your fantasy with a anytime touchdown parlay. I feel confident about my team. I saw Josh Hart put his team out there, and he drafted Travis Kelce as his tight end. I'm like, if you draft Travis Kelce in 2025 after he just got married to Taylor Swift, if you actually drafted Travis Kelce this year, that's another thing too. I was watching I'll just look at some of the picks people make in the draft. Like someone drafted Brandon Aubrey, and we had six picks left. I'm like, we have six more rounds left, and you're taking a kicker? Anyway, 888-808-1019. I was telling you before, you know, Nolan McClain had some nasty stuff. And you know that. We all have seen it now. Like, he's got the whole kitchen sink. He's got the full repertoire. This guy struggled a little bit earlier in the game today and didn't have his off-speed stuff, and then he started going velocity, throwing it hard in the zone, and then his other stuff came back. Here is a clip from the Detroit Tigers broadcast and their announcers as he strikes out the side and goes to break, and the Tigers broadcast are just reacting to him striking everybody out and marveling at, like, this guy's stuff. Even they did this last week with the Philly broadcast too. Like, post-game, like, anybody that watches baseball has to give it up. It's not just New York. It's not just Mets fans. It's not just me. It's not just WFAN. Anybody that watches baseball and is seeing this kid for the first time, he's got the goods. So here's the Detroit Tigers broadcast. I don't know. They probably come up on Bally Sports Midwest or something like that. Here's what they had to say after watching Nolan Ryan McLean.
Oh,
what?
What is that?
No.
What was that?
It's a
sinker, but, like, it's glowing.
This stuff is disgusting.
Look at this.
There's nothing else to say. That's just a real reaction. If you like baseball, watch baseball, love baseball, talking about baseball, and you're watching him retire 14 straight hitters from the first place Detroit Tigers, you're like, yo, what is that? It's glowing. They can't identify the pitches. Go to Rob Friedman, Pitching Ninja, and he's got it. Like, everybody was just, everybody the last four starts, I think, has seen Nolan McLean now. He's fun to watch pitch. The Mets fans, you got one with that guy, and I would have no fear going forward into the postseason. He's better than anybody else you got. You got to trust it. You got to trust that this was David Stern's plan. And that's something else I thought about, too, as we get back to the phones at 888-808-1019. Like, David Stern's a smart guy, and I know he had an emphasis on not bringing back guys like Severino, Jose Quintana, and even a Candelita, Jose Iglesias, because he wants to see what he's got in the organization, and he wanted to see these kids perform at the major league level to evaluate them. Look at what you've gotten out of Brett Beatty this year. You know what I'm saying? Look what you're getting out of Nolan McLean right now. That's because there aren't guys blocking the way. And I think it actually was wise to wait on Nolan McLean. Wait. You know, break glass in case of emergency. It's emergency time, and he's ready to go. And he got plenty of seasoning in the minor leagues, and they got to watch them develop, and they got to, you know, see them for almost a year. And now they're here. So, you know, a guy that we've gotten to see for this whole year, Yankee fans, Trent Grisham, the big sleep. I think John Boy and Talking Yanks call him that. Swaggy T, I think the Yes Network tried to call him that. You know, I just always remember Sunday night baseball against the Dodgers where they held Juan Soto out because he had a little bit of a wrist injury. And I didn't go to Sunday night baseball because I had lost my voice fighting with Dodgers fans Friday and Saturday night at Yankee Stadium. I was no good by Sunday. I couldn't even do roll call. I couldn't even get a, let's go Yankees. And so I watched from home and there were Yankee fans chanting, we want Soto, the glazing. I'm like, yo, I don't understand how you guys root against the Yankees. Like, whoever's in that batter's box, you're rooting for that guy to be so obsessed with a player who's a rental, so obsessed with a player that's going to run to the highest bidder and leave you. I felt disrespected for Trent Grisham. And what did Trent Grisham do in that moment? He homered. Like, right there, that was June of last year. Right there, I'm like, this guy's got a slow heartbeat. This guy's got the clutch gene. This is a guy that you got to want to keep around. You got to see some more out of. He should have been playing left field over Verdugo. And you can't tell me that he's only a center fielder. You can go to Baseball Reference and see that he's played for the Brewers in left field. They literally forced Alex Verdugo on us. And Trent Grisham's bat could have probably helped in the postseason. It'll help this postseason. And as John from Masbeth was talking about, I mean, they're going to give him the qualifying offer, and I'm sure they're going to talk to him. Now, does he want to go back to Texas or the Midwest or whatever? There's not too many teams out there. Like, center field in Yankee Stadium, his defense plays. That left-handed bat in Yankee Stadium, obviously that plays. Like, the homer he had against the Nationals that just went out, I'm like,
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
That's the kind of guy you want in Yankee Stadium. That's the kind of guy you want on the team. He's quiet. He's unfazed. So we'll see how it goes. I'm hoping he has a big postseason, and I'm hoping that the Yankees do consider bringing him back, definitely bringing Belly back as well. Dave is in Rockland County on the Fan next. What's up, Dave?
What's up, Keith? Big win tonight.
Yeah, big win. We'll take it. I know, you know, people might not look at it as a big game. It's a regular, but it's such a big game because it's the first one of this 12-game stretch. It's against the nemesis in their building. It's Max Fried on the mound, and they came to play. They hit home runs, and it wasn't close.
So straight to the point, first a couple of shout-outs. Judge, Fried, great. But the main point, Trent Grisham, wow. I wrote a book on ChatGPT called How the Grish Stole Our Hearts. Happens to be.
How the Grish Stole Our Hearts. You're a mean one, Mr. Grish. Thanks for the call, Dave. 888-808-1019. Yeah, in that inning, as the Yankees put up a big four spot in that fifth inning, if my memory serves me correct, let me just go back to the box score. Jazz struck out. McMahon struck out. The umpire reviewed home run call on the field. Yeah. So I'm looking at the wrong inning. Let me go back. Because Wells, that Wells was right off the, you know, right off the iron unkind. So it was Austin Wells called out on strikes, top of the fifth. Goldie walks, Belly singles, Judge singles, Stanton strikes out. And we're thinking that's a big moment. And, you know, the catcher, Salazar, he's all pumped up that they got Stanton out. Well, hey, don't sleep on the big sleep. Trent Grisham hits that grand slam and it's just like, oh, I just was in my apartment laughing. I think I tweeted out, ha, 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 Grish grand slam. This guy's just like, no one saw it. We talked about we need a bat. The Yankees need a bat. They got to trade for a bat. Go get Nolan Arenado. How come they didn't go get a bat? There were other bats out there. They were sitting on one. Pause. They had Trent Grisham. They had him waiting in the wings. His numbers this year. 103 hits, 29 homers. He's going to hit 30 homers. 61 ribbies.
This is a guy that everyone said was a 190 hitter. He's going to be a 250 hitter. You love to see it. I'll give Cashman some credit. Maybe I'll give A.J. Preller some credit because A.J. Preller just wanted to get the money off the books. He just was the throw-in in the Juan Soto deal. But we're like, we could use another outfielder. We could use another left-handed hitter. Here he is. And I think he's going to be clutch in the postseason. And I can't wait. And I remember even around the trade deadline where I was like, maybe you trade him. And I honestly thought the Yankees were going to go get another starter. But what did I know? Like, you know, Luis Gil coming back, Cam Schlittler, maybe they knew. I was open to potentially trading Trent Grisham. But the one thing that was stopping me from trading Trent Grisham was the fact that he's clutch. You're going to need that clutch in October, right? You had the clutch of Stanton and Juan Soto. A little bit of Gleyber Torres, a little bit of Volpe. You'll have Stan again. You won't have Juan Soto, so you got Grish. You won't have Gleyber Torres, but you got Belly. You know, maybe Goldie. I look at this Yankees lineup. They're deeper than they were last year. Last year, it was Juan Soto and Judge. And then, obviously, in October, when you know, Judge obviously struggles, it was Stanton, Soto, and a little bit of Gleyber. They're deeper now. Don't forget Jazz. And Caballero is a pest. And Wells seems to be fired up. Well, there was a weird-ass moment in the game, early in the game, that now that I'm thinking of talking about Wells, where the count was 1-1 and he got rang up. And supposedly, the scoreboard in the stadium said 1-1. He got rung up on three pitches. I don't know. I don't know how this happens. The first strike was a swinging strike. The second strike was a called strike. But it was low and inside. I don't know, man. I looked up and I saw him yelling, and then I think somebody clipped it too. Like, how do they make that mistake? Big Mac in here. What's up, C Mac? How do they make that mistake? Baseball's got to clean it up. I'm telling you. Mark my words. And I don't want to be right. But, like, we're getting close to the most wonderful time. And I hope it's not the Mets or the Yankees that it cost a game or a series. That, like, these umpires being trash affects the count. I just see it coming, man. They need disaster to happen to say, okay, never again. 888-808-1019. The attendance, supposedly, you know, 33,000 people came out there, and supposedly they were getting out of Dodge after they went down, after the Grand Slam, after it was 6-0. You know, the Astros fans have come to New York and have taken over our building. Those Astros fans, they haven't been able to go to Daikin Park and see an Astros victory over the Yankees in 8 tries. I am content. Now, do I want more? Yes, I am content with tonight, though. The way they played, Max Fried pitching, Max Fried gutting it out, Max Fried fielding his position, Max Fried having a little bit of a flu game. I don't know, was he sick on the off day? I guess he was sitting in a hotel. And that's another thing. You guys with the Aaron Boone stuff. And then, like, Clint Frazier. Like, I was tweeting about it, but I didn't really, you know, I didn't really go too deep. I just doubled down on, like, everything I do, I chat GPT. I type it in chat GPT, and they get all the answers. And I'm like, I think Aaron Boone was physically in here with BT and Sal wearing a UNC Tar Heels shirt. And back then, I looked it up that his son went to Chapel Hill. Because I remember being like, he went to USC. He's a USC, like, not South Carolina, Southern California guy. I'm like, why would he have a Tar Heels there? Oh, he's supporting his kid. And he's got multiple kids. And he's got, I think, 2 adopted sons. I think it's his biological son that goes to UNC. For the life of me, I don't understand. But it's Twitter. Twitter's a fake place. Nobody cares. But, you know, you guys with this, like, fetish for criticizing everything Aaron Boone does. The Yankees traveled in cowboy hats. It worked for the first game, right? Remember, I was like, hey, lighten the mood. If putting on cowboy boots and cowboy hats makes these guys go into Texas and feel like they're just the, you know, the villains, you know, the evil cowboys coming in the Western, coming in to sweep the Astros shore, whatever. The Yankees traveled on Sunday. It was a holiday on Monday. Aaron Boone, go ahead. Go ahead and take the flight from Houston or from Chicago to Chapel Hill, North Carolina. I've been out there. When I think my sophomore year at James Madison University, we played that opening game at Chapel Hill. It's nice out there. That's like, you know, whenever I see that stadium, I'm like, I've warmed up on that stadium. I've been in that stadium. Rode pine in that stadium. Sent dummy signals in. I was third string quarterback. So like third string quarterback job is to send dummy signals in case, you know, they're like Michigan trying to steal signs. They don't know who the signs are coming from. But anyway, I had no problem with Boone going to support his son and being there. Like Lawrence Taylor was there. Michael Jordan was there. So I had no problem with that. I did have a problem with the score. Good grief. All that Bill Belichick hype, right? Bill Belichick was supposed to do the next Hard Knocks or the next like off-season Hard Knocks. Don't you just love football hype? I was talking about this the other day with Archie Manning and like football hype. Let this, you know, be a cautionary tale to y'all going into Sunday. Football hype is like no other hype. You're going to get so excited for your fantasy team to see what your fantasy team does. They're going to be trash. You're going to put together your anytime touchdown parlays. They're going to lose. You'd be so hyped to see Jackson Dart come out and run five plays. He's probably not going to get that many plays. We'll talk about that in a minute. I'm running out of time. But, yeah, them boys got smoked. Chapel Hill basketball school. Bill Belichick, the greatest coach of all time. Stop that. The greatest coach of all time. He had Tom Brady. And they had a lot of good players. And that Patriot way was all Tom Brady. They followed him. They followed him. What a joke. They got smacked. And I honestly wish no success on Bill Belichick and Jordan Hudson because I think they're weird as hell. And like the optics that came out of his like little 24-year-old girlfriend with like a whistle around her neck being on the practice field. Like I played college football, bro. I couldn't imagine seeing a girl that like is only a couple years older than us dating the head coach. Shout out to Mickey Matthews. Shout out to Kevin Callahan, my two college coaches. And they are old dudes. They would never. And God bless their wives. You know, just the optics of Bill Belichick going to college. And we wanted him here with the Jets. Bill Belichick going back to college, having this girl, him being so whipped by this girl. They got their butts whipped last night. I loved it. TCU, the Horned Frogs. I'm happy for them. Because 2 years ago, they opened up against Shador Sanders, Travis Hunter, and Primetime in Colorado, and they lost that game. And I felt like the hype got to them. The hype didn't get to them this time. The hype didn't get to them this time. And then all of the jokes, they had Bill Belichick's girl on the sideline coming up to him. And the caption was, hey, can I get $20 for the concession stand? They had her in the suite with Randy Moss. She was giving Randy Moss the look like I love that he's getting trolled. I love that UNC is probably going to be trash. Speaking of JMU, JMU smoked them last year. I remember being like, "Damn, I should have bet everything on JMU to go into Chapel Hill and roll them." James Madison University going to UNC and rolling them was I remember watching that whole game, being like, wow, this is no contest. But anyway, 888-808-1019, that football hype will get you, man. You've seen it right away. Just even Alabama, right? Remember the kid, well, the quarterback Castellanos from Florida State, he got caught on a live stream saying they don't have Nick Saban anymore to save them. And then I forget the defensive tackle, the kid from Alabama that came out and said, you know, that disrespect will be handled or something along those lines. It didn't get handled. You went into Dope Campbell Stadium and took an L. Alabama is not Alabama anymore. We gonna see. Football is upon us. Oh, and Jackson Dart, before we get to the break here, I'll talk a little bit of that too because I'm running out of time. Condensed show. I don't have a lot of calls. Jackson Dart being QB2 today is great. He's the biggest story with the Giants. Of course. I'm the quarterback. I'm popular. Remember that song? Like, he's the blonde hair, chain choker around his neck, Anakin Skywalker, eye black, wristbands, drippy, all-white Jordans. Like, everybody can't wait until this Giants offense has Jackson Dart at the helm. When the unofficial depth chart came out today, and it didn't have him as QB3, it had him at QB2. Immediately, what goes off in your head? You're one play away. He's one play away. Russell Wilson was hurt for the first 4 weeks of the season last year with a calf injury. And right here, we saw Aaron Rodgers go down, and QB2 Zach Wilson was thrust in, and they thought, oh, don't worry, Zach Wilson could be the backup. He's not going to play. What did I tell y'all 2 years ago when we saw Rodgers go down, Burrow go down, Kirk Cousins go down, Dak go down? If you don't have two quarterbacks, you're probably going to be down to one. It's going to be a third string option. It's going to be somebody terrible. You need two quarterbacks in this league. So Jackson Dart being elevated to QB2 is just telling you, oh, this Jackson Dart era can start sooner rather than later. And Monday when I filled in for Evan and Tiki, I literally said, if they don't throw Jameis in front of him, like, we don't know when the Jackson Dart era can start. It could start with an injury where he's called to action, and if he comes in and he makes plays, you don't take him out. He's going to make plays. Now, I'm just interested to see him against real NFL defenses and not vanilla schemes, not simple coverages. But I feel like he's prepared. And I feel like they're rewarding the kid. I mean, Jameis is Jameis. Russ is Russ. Russ is going to get the nod because of his, you know, seniority and his, you know, his back of the baseball card. He's a Super Bowl champ, multiple time Pro Bowler, whatever. He's going to get that opportunity. But if he goes down and Dart goes in and balls, like in the preseason, we saw them throw Dart in to throw a screen real quick just to test him. Hey, be ready. Hey, Dart, you're up. Get in there and run this play. It's intriguing. It's business. It's marketing. It's entertainment. You're like, you might make a decision. Like, I heard Morris is going to get on the train and go to D.C. to watch the game. That could be good and bad. Like, you might be in an environment that, like, I don't know. If they get cooking with Jaden Daniels, if they get cooking with Terry McLaurin, Deebo Samuel, Austin Eckler, like, might not be that fun. But, you know, now every Giants game you watch, you're watching with, hey, if Russ comes out for a play. And you know, like if your helmet comes off, you got to come out for a play. You're a quarterback. If you go down, like they come out for plays all the time. You've seen that a bunch. And so Dart could be thrust into action and never be taken out again. And I think that's just, it's a great way to play it. It's a great way to play it. 888-808-1019. Now, as far as the package of plays for him, I don't see that, and here's why. I think, and let me pull up Sean Morash's quote because I think WFAN put it out, and I don't want to misquote it. I disagree with a package of plays for Dart, because what package of plays for Dart would you run that Russ can't run? So I think the quote was, "They're going to play Jackson Dart on Sunday. He'll run on and off the field, and you will see five snaps where Jackson Dart is on the field." I'm going to take the under. He's not, I mean, he can run, but he's not a running quarterback. It's not like Justin Fields coming in and having a package of plays with Russell Wilson last year with the Steelers. It's also not like Sam Darnold with the Seahawks and Jalen Milrow, the rookie quarterback, that they are going to have packages of plays for Jalen Milrow, who has a completely different skill set than Sam Darnold. Jackson Dart didn't slide once in the preseason. I'm not putting him in harm's way. I'm not. Once we get into the real games, I'm not going to have a package of plays for Jackson Dart to potentially run the ball and get killed. And then any passing plays, I don't know. I just don't see that yet. I don't think that's the plan. I don't think they'll have a package of plays for Jackson Dart week one. 888-808-1019. I'm running out of time, man. I do want to talk about the Jets a little bit, too. When we come back, we will play the Pete Alonso Roosters Heaters thing just because I need to hear it again. I don't know what Pete was talking about. Keith McPherson on the Fan.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
And call us up. We will be right back.
Put WFAN in your contact list. 888-808-1019. Powered by Paramount Plus. Count on Sundays all season long with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Getting pages out of New Jersey from Courtney B. Telling me about a party up in NYC. Can I make it damn right? I'll be on the next flight. That was such a bop when Nelly dropped this. I saw Nelly perform. One time. I've told this story before. And I forgot how many hits Nelly had. He broke into the, think about us, think about me. Thinking about how it's supposed to be, something like that. It was always just a dream, like that country song he had. Like, oh, well, obviously he's got EI and Country Grammar and, hey, must be the money. Where did I see him at? Seattle, All-Star, Pete Alonso's T-Mobile party hosted by him and Julio Rodriguez. Who else was in that spot? The Kid Mero was in that spot. What's that girl that used to do NBA 2K? Rachel Dima. I was rapping with her for like a couple minutes. Her and her friend, Rachel Demita. And then she married, I think she just married Andre Robertson, who used to play for the Oklahoma City. Anyway, I was at Pete's party. Nelly just was the rejoin music. Let's listen to Pete Alonso in the post game, talking to Pat Murphy on Mets radio about something with Roosters and Heaters. He said it so quick, I was like, what does that even mean? Let's play it.
Pete, that's two straight against the Detroit Tigers and a pretty impressive performance once again from this offense. I asked Brandon this question yesterday just about what this last month has been like for you guys. What can you attribute just to the success that the offense is having?
Offensively, I just think we've just been on the heater. I mean, as soon as the rooster crows in the morning, and we're ready to hit a heater. As soon as the sunrise, we're ready to hit.
As soon as the rooster crows in the morning, to make it happen. Mets are ready to make it happen. Okay. Go ahead, Mets fans. Make the T-shirts. J-Mac Customs.
That's actually when the interview ended and Pat threw it back upstairs to Keith Rad. That's exactly what Keith Rad said upstairs. He's like, what did Pete Alonso just say about the rooster? Get that on the T-shirts.
I didn't hear that part. And shout out to Pat McCarthy and Keith Rad, who has joined me a couple times. But I know, they made the T-shirts for the microphone stuff. What is it? Athletes, logos that makes some Mets T-shirts? I forget. Yeah, print the T-shirts. As soon as the rooster crows in the morning, we're on a heater. We're ready for a heater. We're ready to hit. And they've been hitting. You know, when I talk about teams, specifically the Mets and the Yankees, these are different teams than we saw opening day. These are different teams than we even saw in June, July. And there's an evolution that happens. This is a new team. Sometimes it takes a minute for it to take. Like, they spend every day together traveling or playing at home. They spend every day together at the ballpark, meetings, batting practice, eating. Like, they get to know each other. Like, nobody's talking about, is Juan Soto upset now, or is Juan Soto unhappy now? Nobody's talking about, is there any beef between these guys? No one's talking about, is Pete a clubhouse cancer, or, Jeff McNeil and Lindor don't get along, or whatever. They're balling now. They're hitting now. They're playing up to their competition now. Nolan McClain is doing what he's got to do. And now you wait to see if Clay Holmes has a good start, ready to go tomorrow. At least, your bullpen's ready to go. If he doesn't, and you got to go up against Casey Mize. Was Casey Mize an all-star this year? Yeah, Casey Mize was selected as an American League All-Star for the 2025 MLB season. So there's a challenge. See if you can get, you miss Skubal. You dodge Skubal. See if you can get to Casey Mize for the sweep. And with the Yankees, the Yankees look to take the series tomorrow. And you've got young Will Warren on the mound versus Jason Alexander. You owe him one. You owe him one because he came to Yankee Stadium and dominated you. Let's see if TWTW, the Will to Warren, can continue. 888-808-1019. Max Fried, huge. Eric Bolin wrote, Fried, who lowered his season ERA from 2.98 tonight, seems to have put behind him the lousy 8-game stretch from July 1st to August 16th. When he went 3-3 with a 6.80 ERA in 3 starts since, Fried has allowed a combined 2 runs, 12 hits, while striking out 18 in 20 innings. So what I said about Fried on August 10th, that, hey, if this is the Fried we're getting the rest of the way, pack it up. Hopefully you didn't pack. I didn't pack. I didn't, my suitcase isn't together. We're not going anywhere. Win the division. I will echo that again. Go after the division. Obviously, handle business with the Astros, and we know what's coming this weekend. There is no, I think Morash was saying there's false hope. There is no false hope. You play to win the game. Hello? You play to win a division, right? Like, I know we're Yankee fans, so it's all about winning the World Series. Win the division. There was that stretch between 2012 and 17, was it? No, it was a stretch between 2012 and 19 that the Yankees didn't win the division. And it made you think, right? Like, well, damn, that's a long time. Like, for the Yankees to not win the American League East, that's a long time. They're supposed to rule the East. They have too many good players. Like Jazz was saying the other day, let me find that Jazz quote. You know, Jazz said, we all know that this is a super team. We've got four MVPs on this team. We've got a bunch of other superstars on this team, too. Jazz is talking that talk, but he's walking the walk, so I'll allow it. I'll allow it. You know, Judge says it's coming down to the wire. We want to play the best teams, especially getting down the stretch here into the postseason. That's what it's all about. They seem up for the challenge. They seem like, you know, getting fat on the lesser opponents has helped. And, of course, it does. You got to go through the motions of executing, hitting, pitching, getting outs, fielding, throwing the ball, fighting, extra innings, scrapping, clawing, finding a way to win. And now, like, you know, like I said before, they had a 7.5 game lead in the American League and blew that. Go get the division and we forget all about it. Go win the division and we forget all about the lead that you had that you lost. Go win the AL East so that we don't have to say, okay, the Blue Jays are legit. The Blue Jays are for real. Speaking of the Blue Jays, they were in a battle tonight. You know, the Yankees are chasing the Blue Jays. The Mets are, you know, looking at the Reds chasing them. So the Blue Jays were out at Great American Ballpark. And 18 runs were scored. Let me go back to that. I don't know if that was the score that was stuck in my head from when I was watching big inning. No, 12-9 was the final score. Blue Jays beat the Reds 12-9. Looking at the out-of-town scoreboard, the Red Sox keep winning. Red Sox beat the Guardians 11-7. And, yeah, I told you that the Mariners had to tango with the Rays right now. And if you're looking at the standings, the Rays are 3.5 back. So that's another reason why. Go win the division. Your division is about to... What if your division is putting all the wild card teams in? The Mariners, Cal Raleigh did homer. I think he's at 51 right now. But, like, the Mariners, they're fraudulente. Like, the Mariners just lost a series to Tampa. They're on sweep alert. They lost a series to the Guardians before that. They lost a series to the Mets not long ago. Not to throw the Mets into the category of the Guardians and the, you know what I'm saying? But, like, you know, they got swept by the Phillies. Like, the Seattle Mariners may fall out of it. And so all that talk, let's see what happens. All that talk about, well, if Kyle Raleigh leads the Mariners to winning the division and getting to the postseason, he's the MVP. Pump your brakes with that. That's another reason why I need Judge to come back. Not that, like, defensive metrics or anything that he does in the outfield is going to, you know, swing the vote or whatever, but it's, like, it's tough to make the case right now for Judge. And, I mean, I know he's hitting home runs, and now he's past Yogi Berra and all that stuff. That's whatever. Like, if you care about that, you know, good for you. I don't care about that. I just think, you know, Judge has so many categories that he's ahead of Cal Raleigh. He's the reigning MVP. He's doing it for the Yankees. But when people try to throw the argument out there about Cal Raleigh is a switch hitter, Cal Raleigh, who's also chasing Mickey Mantle's record as a switch hitter, he's three away from that. Cal Raleigh is a catcher. He's got to squat the whole game. And when you talk about most valuable, look, the Yankees were able to survive without Judge for a little while and without, you know, Judge being full strength. Judge, look at the Yankees. If you take Cal Raleigh off that team, whatever. I don't want to see them get, like, voters fatigue and give Kyle Raleigh the MVP over Judge when he's got, like, two categories. Homers and runs batted in. You know what would be sick? If he can continue to slump and not hit maybe more than, like, one home run the rest of the way, and if Judge can get hot and catch him. Just catch up to him. It doesn't have to be the same amount of home runs, but if there's a disparity of, like, three home runs, it's like, bro, that's not a big gap between Judge. And same thing with the Ribbies. I don't know, I'm biased. I just don't want to see Cal Raleigh win over Judge. Anyway, Dave is down in Virginia on the Fan in New York. Go for it, Dave.
Hey, Keith, thank you for having me on. Really quick question for you. I'm wondering if you heard from Boone, and I didn't. Why, when Cabby got tossed tonight, he went to McMahon over Rosario. Is Rosario a little bit dinged up? Obviously, they had a lefty on the mound. They wanted Cabby's right-handed bat at third base tonight. why did they go to McMahon over Ahmed Rosario? Do you think Boone was looking at a pinch hitting situation with potentially Hader or their other reliever coming in late? I wasn't sure. I'm not saying it didn't work out. I wasn't sure of that move by Boone, though. I was wondering if you knew.
Yeah, I didn't listen to the post game. Thanks for the call, Dave. And I don't really listen to the full post game when Boone talks, win or lose, because there's just nothing there for me. I don't know why he went to McMahon, besides the fact that, like, they did trade for McMahon to be the starting third baseman. Maybe it was a pitching matchup. I did have the thought that later in the game, you might see Ahmed Rosario. But then later in the game, you saw Dominguez go to left field for Stanton. I thought there might be a chance that they try to get Stanton off his feet. You know, like, you know, they've clearly got the lead. Whatever, throw Dominguez, throw the Martian, throw the young guy out there in front of the Crawford boxes. And you know what the main thing is? Ahmed Rosario's main thing is he's the fun unk. He's the vibes guy. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's outside the dugout whooping it up all the time. That's unk over there. That's unk. Unk had a little bit to drink. He's having a little bit too much fun. He don't sit down. That's unk Ahmed. I don't know why. But like, Caballero needs to chill. I said that in my open. Like, your ego and your attitude is not bigger than what is going on right now. You're in the game because you affect the game in a positive way. You affect winning. And, like, you swung. And it hit you, and there's nothing to say to the umpire. And the umpire literally gave you, I thought he gave him a, like, zip your lip, like a sign language, zip your lip. And he kept going, and he tossed him. In the fourth inning, that's another thing too, bro. I was seeing the Marlins manager was tweaking because they threw out Xavier Edwards in the first inning, I believe. And he was like, you throw out a guy in the first inning? Like, these umpires are trash. Like not only like can they not call balls and strikes, they have such a God complex. Messing up the game, throwing out guys so early in the game over words. Have a thicker skin. Like, I don't know. I'm starting to hate umpires, man. Wait till the postseason. And when it happens, I'm going to get on the fan. I'm going to be like, see, I was telling y'all that all year. There it is. Met fans, Yankee fans. When it really comes back to bite us and there's nothing we could do about it, either an ejection or an egregious call, some type of nonsensical thing with these umpires, and you can't reverse it or review it, it's heading towards us. Better hope that it happens to the Astros or the Phillies or somebody. But with our luck, it's definitely happening to us. 888-808-1019. Phil is in Sheepshead Bay on the fan.
Hey, Keith, I wanted to speak about the Yankees' rotation for the rest of September as well. I know they'll make the playoffs. Other than Fried and Rodon, who, in your opinion, do you think is the third, or if they need a fourth pitcher in that situation?
Killer Cam Schlittler. Cam Schlittler is going to get an opportunity, I think, just with that stuff. Maybe they lean on Luis Gil because he had postseason experience last year. Also, Ryan Yarbrough is coming back. I don't expect that. I'm just going down the list of names. I don't expect Will Warren to get a start. It's Max Fried. It's Carlos Rodon. It's Luis Gil. It's Cam Schlittler, I think.
And how would they set up in the bullpen for that? Are they still going to depend on
Devin Williams? Yeah, of course.
Yeah. Okay, all right. Okay, I just made those 2 points with you. You have a good evening now. Bye.
Appreciate the call, Phil. Always good to talk to you. I think I spoke with you yesterday during Evan and Tiki, and good to hear you on tonight. Aaron Boone was on Talking Yanks doing his Tuesday spot. And let's see, I could probably read what was said, and we don't have to play the audio, and this will probably take me to the end of the show here as Big Mac is getting ready to do his full 3 hours and talk Mets with you, talk Yanks with you. But Aaron Boone was asked about Devin Williams earlier today, and John Boy said to him, Devin Williams had 8 outings in a row where he was quality, and then he finds himself in some high leverage mixed in there, one-run game, so the least amount of a leash isn't, you know, whatever. Like, where do we stand with him? And Boone says, I think he's in a good spot. It was just one of those outings, talking about the White Sox outing, where, you know, reliever's going to get had, At the end of the day, he got ambushed. They dump a ball down the right field line, and then somebody hit an 80 hopper up the middle. Like, you know, he thought he threw the ball well and throwing the ball really well. Whatever. I just think that, like, we are, as the same way we are destined to get hosed by the umpire at some point in the postseason, we are destined to watch Devin Williams blow it whenever they go to him. It might not be the first time, but it's coming. There's going to be a Devin Williams moment, a high leverage moment or whatever in the postseason where we're like, and that goes back to what I was saying, I don't know, in May, that like he'll never overcome this and that like it's not worth it to keep trying. I don't know. It is what it is. He's part of the bullpen. He's part of their plans. Even though you got Fernando Cruz back, you know, you got Tim Hill, you got Luke Weaver, you got David Bednar, Camilo Duvall is coming around. Like they are going to have a spot, a lane, some matchups for Devin Williams in the postseason, and he's not going to have the guts for it, bro. He's just not going to have the look about him to go out there and get it done. He couldn't get it done against the White Sox. Like, come on. I just don't trust him. I don't trust him. Even though he's been good, he went from low-level dev to shaking that to, like, actually being solid. He can't be trusted. But the Yankees are going to trust him. They're going to use him. All right, I'm out of here. That was quick. That was easy. That was nothing. So, I mean, I guess tomorrow's show will be like that too because these 8-10 starts and then 3-hour game. Literally, I think the game was over by like 11-10 and then my show starts 12. It is what it is. At least you got a full 3 hours of not the midnight ride. Mac is back. Yeah, Chris McMonagle coming up. Taking your calls. Shout out to the YouTube chat. They were trying to come up with a name in the YouTube chat. I call the YouTube chat the Night Watch. That's all I've got. Your nighttime host, Keith McPherson on the Fan. I'll see you tomorrow. Good night.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM. The Fan. WFAN New York.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.